Hi, y'all. I'm Lita Gore, filling in for Ike Morgan for today's Down in Alabama. It's July 4th, so happy birthday, America. And while we're at it, here's some fun facts for Independence Day. July 4th marks the day in 1776 when the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence, signaling the official separation of the 13 original colonies from Great Britain amid the Revolutionary War. But the declaration wasn't signed on July 4th, 1776. In fact, independence was formally declared on July 2nd, 1776, a date that John Adams thought would be the most memorable in the history of America. On July 4th, 1776, Congress approved the final text of the declaration. It wasn't signed until August 2nd, 1776. There were 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. Of those, the most, 9, were from Pennsylvania, followed by 7 from Virginia and 5 from both Massachusetts and New Jersey. Ironically, founding fathers Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died on July 4, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the vote to approve the Declaration. Now, let's look at what's going on around Alabama. There's a new Miss Alabama. Lindsay Fincher, 22, was crowned Saturday night. She competed as Miss University of Alabama and will now move on to represent the state in the Miss America competition. Her year-long reign starts immediately. She'll make public appearances, do charity work, speak to community groups, motivate students, and more. Her philanthropic platform, it's called a social impact initiative by the Miss Alabama organization, is Catalyst Arts for All. Fincher was one of 12 semifinalists chosen on Saturday, competing in segments that focus on talent, onstage interview, and social impact pitch and evening wear. The evening wear segment is now called Red Carpet. For talent, she performed a jazz routine to Bossa Nova Baby. She's a native of Wadawi and is a graduate of UA, where she majored in dance and political science. Alabama may soon become one of 9 states to close its primary elections. Primary elections are held to determine the nominees a party will send to the general election to face the nominee from the other party. In Alabama primary election, voters tell the poll workers which ballot they want, Republican or Democrat, but they can't vote in both primaries. The state also has a law to prevent crossover voting, meaning if there is a runoff, voters can only vote in the party in which they cast their ballot during the main primary. The current open primary allows any voter, no matter their political affiliation, to declare which party's ballot they want to vote on when they walk into the polling place. Closing a primary requires the voter to pre-register as a Republican or a Democrat in order to participate in that party's political primary. Independent voters and those who are not registered before the primary would not be able to participate. Critics of a closed primary believe the system shuns voters from the process, especially in states dominated by one political party, such as the Republican Party in Alabama. And finally, on a less fun note, airport travel continues to be a nightmare. Nearly 8,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. were delayed on Friday, and 587 were just outright canceled. Another 2,100 flights were delayed and 523 canceled around 11 a.m. in New York on Sunday. All this comes as ticket prices continue to soar. Domestic fares are expected to average 437 round trip, the highest amount in 5 years. Oh, and if you're planning on going by car, did I mention that gas is still more than $4 a gallon? Well, on that happy note, that's all we have for today. Check back with AL.com throughout the day for all that's going down in Alabama.